This is ABC News.
10:04, traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Jay Phillips.
We have road work going on in Seattle on northbound I-5. Three left lanes are closed on North 5 from just north of the West Seattle Bridge up to I-90. And North 5 traffic is then diverted to the collector distributor lanes overnight till about 5 a.m. In South Everett on the southbound I-5 on-ramp from State Route 527, the right lane of that on-ramp is blocked for road work. And near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, the northbound I-5 on-ramp from the main gate is closed until about 4:30 a.m. Starting at 11 p.m. tonight in Tacoma, the northbound I-5 off-ramp to Portland Avenue will close until the 4 a.m. hour for maintenance overnight. Your next report at 10:14. I'm Jay Phillips on Como News.
And Shannon O'Donnell with your 1530mortgage.com weather.
Hi, everybody. Wednesday night, the rain taking over again. This will be our last disturbance for a while. Things are going to dry out as we head into the next 24 hours. First, we have to get through some of that overnight and early Thursday morning rain. And in fact, the early commute is going to be a little on the soggy side. Temps making it back into the 40s to about 50 tomorrow. As we head into the weekend, we'll dry out in a beautiful fashion. In fact, a lot of winter sunshine again. The only issue, just like last weekend, we'll probably see that fog starting to take root around the lower terrain around the Sound near Seattle and Tacoma. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
In Seattle, 48 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
10:06, Art Sanders' top local stories from the 24/7 News Center. Two separate shootings in less than a day in downtown Seattle have police searching for answers. The latest happened Wednesday afternoon near 3rd and Pike, leaving one person hurt. Meanwhile, a late night shooting along 3rd between Pike and Union left a woman hurt. You'll soon have another way to order free at-home COVID test kits. Como's Ryan Harris has the latest on the state's program.
The state has ordered more than 3.5 million home test kits, but they're not all coming at once. And Deputy Health Secretary Lacey Fehrenbach says when they open the portal, it'll be dependent on their supply.
So while supply chains are improving, they are still strained. And when we are low or out of stock temporarily, you will not be able to order a test. So we ask for your patience.
When they do open that portal, which they hope to do sometime in the next few days, they'll be able to serve about 350,000 households with one order each in the first week. That order will contain 4 to 5 test kits. The COVID curves appear to show the number of new cases has peaked and is starting to decline, but health leaders warn hospitalizations lag behind, so the strain on the healthcare system will continue. Ryan Harris, Como News.
And amid a staffing crisis in the healthcare industry, state lawmakers are considering a bill to strengthen care. House Bill 1868 would establish a maximum number of patients nurses would be responsible for at any given time. Many, if not most, nurses are for it, like Julia Barcott of Yakima.
At my rural hospital, I have watched healthcare worker after healthcare worker who has taken early retirement, moved out of state for a travel job, or gone to clinics.
But the Washington Hospital Association says the measure would actually weaken care.
This bill may seem like a solution, but it is not. Instead, it will deepen the staffing crisis in other areas of the healthcare system. And worst of all, it will undoubtedly lead our hospitals to delay or deny care to many who need it.
That's CEO Cassie Sauer. The bill just had its first hearing in the House. State lawmakers are once again considering allowing ranked choice voting in Washington. More from Jeff Pogula.
In a ranked choice system, voters list their candidates in order of preference. If no one gets a majority of first place votes, the candidate with the least is eliminated, and those ballots' second place votes are then allocated. The process repeats until someone has a majority. Senate Bill 5584 would allow such elections in local races. The argument is that it gives voters more say than when they just vote for one candidate. And many testified in favor of the bill. But Sharon Hannock testified that in other states, the process has just led to confusion.
Many of the voters also only voted one column because they didn't understand why there were three columns.
A similar ranked choice voting bill died in the state legislature last session. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
A federal lawsuit has been filed claiming new political maps in Washington state approved by a bipartisan redistricting panel intentionally dilute Hispanic voters' influence. At issue is State Legislative District 15 in Yakima, which is majority Latino. The lawsuit filed by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund and others says the new voting area violates the Voting Rights Act because it won't allow Latinos the chance to elect candidates of their choice. As Seattle struggles with how to deal with an exploding homeless problem, the University of Washington says an interactive program may offer some insight. Kelly Blyer explains.
The University of Washington has hosted Tent City 3, Seattle's first tent encampment for those experiencing homelessness, several times in the last 5 years. The first time was back in 2017 for 3 months and again in 2021. They plan to do it again in 2023. Sean Smith, an organizer of the group, says many of those staying at the camp work but can't afford a roof over their head. The interactive program with UW students is a win-win for those in the camp and students wanting to help.
I think the students got a great deal of insight on what happens for folks. You know, they realize that there is no one road to homelessness. People from many walks of life end up homeless.
Smith says there are currently 11,000 folks who are homeless in the region every night, but only 6,500 shelter beds. Tent cities provide some sort of safe shelter until permanent housing can be found. Kelly Blyer, Como News.
From the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, Bill Swart says Washington and Tennessee have finally lined up sailgate football.
Just a handful of college football stadiums are next to water, Seattle and Knoxville among them. Universities of Washington and Tennessee agree to a home and away series. The Vols host UW in Knoxville September 1st, 2029. The Dogs take on Tennessee here in Seattle September 7, 2030. Striking a player on the helmet during a game earned Washington's Jimmy Lake a suspension. Ultimately, he was fired. Today, the NFL has fined Tampa Bay coach Bruce Arians $50,000 for swiping his hand on Buck safety Andrew Adams' helmet. That was during the wildcard game against Philadelphia. What was Coach Arians' response?
I'll appeal it, and it ain't got nothing to do with the game, so we're good.
Arians and the Buccaneers getting ready to host the L.A. Rams. A revised National Hockey League schedule moves 7 postponed Seattle Kraken games to the month of February. Their original schedule had Seattle playing only 3 games next month due to the Olympics break. And the Seattle Sounders have re-signed goalkeeper Stefan Cleveland. He played well last year, backing up injured Stefan Fry. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.